Welcome to NHL Draft Class. I'm Adam Kimmelman. Here, as always, with my colleague and his coffee of the day, Mike Morial. Mike, how are you?
Doing very well, Adam. Hope you and yours are good. I went with the chai tea latte that my daughter got me hooked on a few years ago, Adam. It's a coffee-type creation made with tea bags, some cinnamon, ginger, and allspice in the coffee filter, so good stuff. I know you're a tea drinker. Maybe you want to try to give it a whirl, maybe? What do you think?
I am, and welcome back to Tea Talk with Mike and Adam. let's shift back into hockey for a moment, if you don't mind there. We actually have some news. We actually know when the 2020 draft is going to be, October 9th and 10th. It's going to be the same traditional two-day affair. Mike, we actually have a target to look at for when the draft's going to be.
Yeah, you know, the league provided plenty of news with the release of the return to play plan, agreeing on a memorandum of understanding on a new CBA that will carry through the 25-26 season. So that was fantastic. But as you mentioned, Adam, also many critical dates were announced. And October 9, 10, the 2020 draft will happen virtually. August 10, too, Adam, right? Phase 2 of the NHL draft lottery. The pick will be awarded to one of the 8 teams that are eliminated from the qualifiers and will be drawn before the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So each of the eliminated teams will have a 12.5% chance of winning that number one pick. So a few dates to keep in mind. So that's exciting as well.
Yeah, August 10th, we'll finally know who has the number one pick in the draft. That'll be fun. There's also some other news going on in between there. The World Junior Summer Showcase for USA Hockey, which is the first step in picking its World Junior team. That is tentatively scheduled right now for July 24th to August 1st in Plymouth, Michigan. That still right now we're hoping they're able to do that in person with guys on the ice. Canada is going to go all online with their World Junior camp July 27th to the 31st, and we're going to get some more insight on that from our guest Dylan Holloway from the University of Wisconsin, potential first round draft pick. But Mike, there's some dates on the calendar coming up and some news to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, the USA camp July 24th to August 1st, as you said, and at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, Michigan. It's a roster that consists of 43 U.S.-born players and 17, Adam, that are eligible for the 2020 draft. So that'll be exciting. And, of course, Canada, and we'll discuss with Dylan Holloway about their camp July 27th to the 31st, is just going to focus on player development through online education. And 7 of the top 10 players in Central Scouting's final ranking of North American skaters were invited to the camp. So we all know that's the first step in choosing that roster for the 21 World Junior Championship, which is obviously a tournament that we get very excited about, Adam.
Yeah, looking forward to Edmonton and Red Deer starting, we hope, December 26th to January 5th. I feel I got to say that now. Anytime we have a day on the calendar or an event, we hope it's going to happen. It's scheduled for. Fingers crossed it's going to happen. But World Juniors is something that we've always get excited about, whether we're there in person or watching on TV. So this is the time of the year where we look towards the first step in picking those rosters, and whether they're doing it in person or online, it's nice to see a little bit of normalcy and be able to look into the future a little bit.
Yep, no doubt about it. It's something that we'll look forward to, and I know the players are gearing up for that. And hopefully they can all, they can all go and get underway without a hitch. We hope that'll happen. And then we'll get ready for the tournament that'll be coming ahead, late December into January.
So let's talk about that and some more with Dylan Holloway from the University of Wisconsin. Dylan, how are you and how's the family doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Yeah, thanks for having me. We're all doing good. I'm actually back in Wisconsin right now, though, so I'm not with my family right now, but they're doing good. So
that's great. So I guess now that you're back in Wisconsin, you must be working out. But what have you been doing since your season ended to stay in shape and maybe focus on things you want to improve in your game for next season?
Yeah, well, at the start of quarantine, it was kind of hard just because everything was closed. So I wasn't able to go to any gyms or anything. So I was kind of at home doing like at-home workouts and stuff. But I was working out with my friend and my brother. So we were working out every day. So we kept in shape that way. And then just recently, about a month ago, my gym opened up like back home. So I was able to go there for a couple of weeks. And now that I'm in Madison, in Wisconsin here, like at campus, I can work out all week. So it's at first it was a little difficult, but now I'm kind of back to my same routine.
So in between your workouts coming up for you in a week or so, you've got Canada's World Junior Summer Evaluation Camp. It's going to be July 27th to the 31st, but it's going to be a completely online virtual experience. What have you been told about what that experience is going to be like?
Well, I've just been told it's like a big Zoom call, like and all the players will be on it, and it's kind of like different little workshops and stuff. So I'm not really too sure what to expect because it's all virtual, but I'm still looking forward to it.
Yeah, so only five players from the University of Wisconsin have ever suited up for Canada at the World Juniors. Cody Golubov, Kyle Turris, Danny Heatley twice in 2000 and 2001, Scott Mellenby and Pat Flatley, and they all medaled. So certainly something to shoot for, Dylan, and best of luck with that for sure.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yep. So how about describing your game, Dylan, for those of us who haven't seen you play before?
I'd say I'm a skilled 200-foot power forward. I think I'm a pretty fast player, but I also like to throw the body around too. So, that's the kind of player I am.
Despite a talented Wisconsin roster with Canadians prospect Cole Caulfield, Kings, Alex Turcotte, Rangers, Keandre Miller, Panthers, Owen Lindmark, it seems like the Badgers didn't finish as many might have expected, going 14-20 with two ties and 7-15 in the Big Ten. Do you feel the expectations were maybe a little bit too high entering the season? It was a pretty young roster, right, Dylan?
Yeah, I know. Maybe the expectations were a little bit high, but I think we did underachieve a little bit. But I think the big thing was we were just a super young team. Like, I don't know, we had a lot of guys that were being relied on that hadn't even played in the league before. So it was definitely harder on the younger guys. But I think I think this year will be a lot better just because we have more experience, even though we're losing some of those guys.
Dylan, as rough as the season was from a team standpoint, do you think you were able to show the scouts what kind of NHL prospect you are?
Yeah, I think so. I know I didn't really light it up with points or anything, but I still feel like I was playing well. I was generating a lot of chances and still playing my game. So I think my game's a lot more than just points. So, I think I was able to showcase my skills pretty well.
Dylan, how beneficial was it to room with Kings prospect Alex Turcotte at Wisconsin? What did you take away from that experience, spending so much time with him?
Yeah, it was a good experience. He's obviously a good guy. He's one of my best friends now. So it was super fun. But I don't know, with this whole draft process, he went through it all last year. So he's always helping me out with that. Like, I don't know, like telling me just like after games, you're not worrying about who's watching and stuff. Just trying to play your game. Because at the end of the day, like, it doesn't matter who you're talking to. It just matters about how you play. So he was helping me out quite a bit with the draft.
Dylan, I know you're back in Wisconsin now, and your plan is to play there for another season. But was going to the Western Hockey League an option? I know Everett holds your rights, but was that something that entered into your thought process or has entered into your thought process?
For next year, no. But growing up, I always actually wanted to play in the WHL. It was kind of my goal. But I just decided to look at my other options, look at the NCAA, and then as soon as I toured Wisconsin and met the coaching staff here and saw the facilities and all that, I just kind of knew it felt right. This is where I wanted to play. So, growing up, I always wanted to play in the Dub, but I ended up just going to Wisconsin, and I'm happy I made my decision to come here.
Does what happened this season motivate you even more for next year? And in what areas, Dylan?
Yeah, definitely. I know, you said our record that we had wasn't that impressive. So, I think with the skill we have in our team and, the quality of guys on our team, I think we should be a lot better this year. So we're definitely going to be pushing hard to have a better season than last year.
Wisconsin coach Tony Granato told me your game had really improved from the start of the season until the end. Do you feel that way as well?
Yeah, I feel that way too.
In what areas? What areas do you feel that you improved most? I know you were exceptional too in the faceoff circle. I thought you did a tremendous job there. What areas do you feel you improve most?
Towards the end of the year, I was getting on the score sheet a lot more, but I think the big thing was just I was playing a lot more confidently. Beginning of the year, kind of a big jump going from the AJHL to NCAA hockey. So I was just kind of getting my feet wet, I guess, and kind of, I don't know, getting used to the pace and everything. And then towards after Christmas, I was just a lot more confident with my game, and I think I was hanging on the puck longer, making better plays, and I think it ended up paying off on the score sheet. So I think that's how my game improved.
Now, obviously, in between all these workouts and your summer training, you've had conversations with NHL teams. Generally, those would have happened at the scouting combine. Unfortunately, we didn't have that this year. But in your conversations with teams, they're going to ask you a lot of things. Have you gotten any funny, memorable questions, anything that stumped you or kind of made you laugh a little bit?
I actually did get one question from Montreal. It was kind of a weird one. It was like just middle of the interview, like they're asking like normal questions, and then out of nowhere they asked, would I rather $20 in my pocket right now or to fish $100 out of a toilet? And I was kind of, I don't know, I was kind of like what? Like, that was kind of a weird question. I just said $100 out of the toilet, and they asked why, and I just said, because I'm not afraid to go to dirty areas. So
that's a great answer. Oh, that's
my
a great
God.
Answer.
Wow.
That's you know, that's a good one. That's a good question and a better answer. I like that.
Thank you.
So if a general manager were to ask you why they should select you in the draft, what do you tell them? How do you sell yourself?
Well, I don't know. I try to let my play on the ice like speak for that, but I don't know, I think like for my game, I'm a pretty versatile player. Like I can play in any situation. So like I'm not like a one dimensional kind of hockey player. So I don't know if you want to put me on the power play or the penalty kill or in a 5-on-5 D zone situation. Like I'm good to play in all those situations. And I think another thing where I try and sell myself is my skating too. I think skating is one of my biggest strengths, and it's definitely a big strength you have to have in the game today. So just kind of those areas I try and sell myself, I guess.
So I want to go back to something you said a little bit ago when you're talking about that jump from the Alberta League to college. How did playing there prepare you for college hockey and what it's going to be like, you know, having that experience?
Yeah, well, the AJHL, it's like a tier 2 junior league, but it's still a really good league, I think. Like the top teams in the AJHL, like when we play those games, like they're really high paced games. So I thought it was really good. Like it definitely gave me a lot of confidence playing there. A lot of confidence in my game. And then, I don't know, it just helped me, like the coaching staff at Okotoks helped me a lot with like decision-making and that kind of thing. So it definitely helped me prepare for the NCAA hockey. Like obviously, no matter what I do in the AJ, like, it's still going to be a big jump, like in pace, and guys are bigger, older, faster, and stronger. So still got to get used to that. But I think like skill-wise, it definitely helped me prepare to play in the NCAA.
So Dylan, no one from Bragg Creek, Alberta has ever played in the NHL. Is that a major talking point back home?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I try not to think about that too much, but I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Yeah, I know your dad played 2 NHL games with Vancouver in 85. What have you learned from dad during this whole experience?
Oh, he's helped me out a ton, like growing up. He's super knowledgeable about the game, but he's never one of those like crazy hockey dads. He's always just one of those dads that kind of sat back, and then after the game, he like gave me little tips and stuff. But him and my mom have been my biggest supporters, and he's definitely helped me out a lot just my game, like little tips and stuff and like skill-based stuff. So he's helped me out quite a bit.
Well, Dylan, thanks so much for joining us on NHL Draft Class this week. It was great to learn more about you. We appreciate your thoughts on the season and what the future holds. Best of luck in your off-season training, and we look forward to watching a lot more of you in the future.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks again to Dylan Holloway for joining us on NHL Draft Class. Mike, we've covered combines for a long time. Best question, maybe the greatest answer to a question.
No doubt.
Ever had.
No doubt. That was unbelievable. That's good stuff there. That's the stuff you pay for, right, Adam? Yeah, that was good stuff by Dylan.
Going to the dirty areas.
Yeah,
more ways than one.
That's what you need. Nice, like it. But look, you know, Holloway, you know, one of only 2 first-year draft eligibles to play NCAA D1 this year. Adam Jan Kuznetsov of the University of Connecticut being the other. You know, we've heard comparisons to Boone Jenner and that tough physical brand of hockey, which is great. And we all know Dylan could go in somewhere in that top 20 range of this draft. So, obviously, that's exciting for him and his family. Named the 2018-19 CJHL Player of the Year. You know, AJHL MVP in 18-19, finished 2nd in goals and points 2 seasons ago. You know, I talked to Greg Rajanen, who was a guest on NHL Draft Class not too long ago, and Greg told me that, you know, Holloway plays that heavy game in all areas of the rink. You know, you wouldn't know it that he was playing against grown men because he protects the puck so well, and it was hard to handle this year as a freshman. He's a big kid, moves well, has those good hands and good vision. So a lot of good things here with Dylan Holloway, who we all know, Adam, will be the first NCAA player off the board in this draft.
Yeah, you know, he's number 12 in Central Scouting's final rankings. He had 17 points in 35 games. And while, you know, that's not going to blow anybody's doors off, Wisconsin struggled a little bit this year. So everybody's numbers down were across the board. My guess is with a full year of college hockey under his belt, he's 6 foot, 203 pounds. As he said, he's already got into his offseason workout now. So he's going to come back bigger and stronger, better adjusted to playing against bigger, stronger competition. And look, 18 years old, true freshman, is a little bit of a rarity in college hockey. You know, most of these guys come in at 19. They're a little bit older, a little bit more developed. And look, he did pretty well for the position he was in. I think there's nothing but upside for Dylan Holloway.
Just looked it up, Adam. He finished the season strong offensively, and he talked about that. 9 points in his final 10 games this year. You know, he has those NHL bloodlines, as he spoke of. You know, his dad, Bruce, played with the Vancouver Canucks in 85 for a couple games. So, you know, a lot to like about Dylan Holloway and the fact he's going to get another year of experience under a great coach at the University of Wisconsin is a feather in his cap.
Yeah, that team can only get better next year, and I'm guessing they will get better next year. But that's going to do it for this episode of NHL Draft Class. Thank you for listening. Now, as we said earlier, we know the NHL Draft is going to be October 9th and 10th. You can never start studying too soon, though. Go back, listen to some of our previous episodes. Great interviews with top prospects and scouts. They are available anywhere you get your podcasts. Mike, another good episode in the books?
Always good, Adam. Stay safe, buddy.
You too. And thanks for listening. NHL Draft Class is dismissed.